Thank you. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Amen. What a blessing it is to be back in the house of the Lord one more time. Amen.
Amen.
At this time, we thank God for being here. We thank God for our pulpit, Pastor White, Reverend Hunter Jr., and this dynamic choir. We feel God. Thank you for choosing John Chapel.
going to keep on serving you. Wash my mind so I can keep on having clean thoughts. And wash my heart so I can keep on loving you. Help me while I try to help us. In Jesus' name we pray. Let the Lord say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Come on and give God your best praise. Let's try. Let's try one more time. Check back. 1, 2, 3. Is the microphone on this morning? Come on and give God your best praise this morning. Come on and call me here this morning. He didn't have to do it, but he did. The Lord woke up. He woke up and kept us in our right mind. He's worthy. Praise this morning. We praise the Lord. quickly. Oh, I like that. When God is fresh in your heart, mind, and soul, it behooves us to move quickly. When the Lord speaks to you, you got to move. Because the truth of the matter, the real thing of this morning, you either can obey God or disobey God. But when the Lord speaks in your heart, mind, and soul, you can't lay down on the voice of God. You got to move quickly. Because no one knows what tomorrow holds. You don't know what next week going to bring. But when the Lord speaks to you, you got to move quickly. When the Lord speaks to you concerning your brother, you got to move. When the Lord speaks to you concerning your sister, you got to move. I thank God for the revelation in the text this morning. Notice that the angel is not only, amen, giving them assignments, but the angel is also giving them hope. Because the angel said, make the announcement crystal clear. Tell the disciples that he goeth before them. Ooh, y'all missed that one. You got to understand this morning that whenever you understand your next assignment, God has already made a way for you. Why? Because the Lord has went where? Before you. Y'all got to shout you. You got to understand that the text says, make it crystal clear to the disciples that Jesus has already went before them. In other words, before they even get to Troy, Jesus was already there waiting on them. Is there anybody in you this morning who can testify that the Lord will make a way? That the Lord will be already waiting on you. When you tell God about it and turn it over to the Lord, God will fight your battles. God will make a way for you. So the text says that the angel declared to the women, you go and do as I told. Ooh, I like that. When God has given you an assignment, that assignment is not something negotiable. You can't, amen, dialogue with God in a negotiable way. Amen. This is a command from God. He said, go and do as I told. Ooh, I like that. We cannot from the pulpit to the pews be trying to pick and choose concerning our walk with God. When the Lord speaks to you, you can't, amen, manipulate. You can't treat God. You can't, amen, fool God. You can't, amen, walking with God. When the Lord speaks to you, your next move is critical. You got to obey the voice of God. Don't worry about how God is going to fix it. You just understand that the Lord has already fixed it. But the text says that the Lord has went before them. That's why you got the job. Because the Lord went before you. That's how you got that house. Because the Lord went before you. That's why you got that career, that degree. Because the Lord went before you. Is there anybody in you this morning who can testify? They thought they had you before you got to the meeting. But because the Lord was already at the meeting, God put that thing down. Take back 1, 2, 3. God, what that thing now? One more time. Yes! And I'm glad about it this morning that the God that we serve, you can see on your assignment. He'll fight his battles. He'll work it out. That woman had it right when she declared the problem that I had. I just couldn't seem to solve. The more I tried, the deeper I got in God. And I stopped worrying about it. I turned it over to the Lord, and he worked it out. Sing it!
By the feet.
Joseph never dealt with God, but should have bring you out. Come on, let's stand on the church this morning.
which are ready.
Which are ready.
And I'm asking.
Thank you.
crown. We're going to give it.